Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, X-rays don't show demons, already in progress.
Now then, let's go to Psalm 103. And let's look at Psalm 103 and let's see what that says. Let's go there for a minute. And then we'll come back to John 20:23. Look at this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Now see there again, even under the old covenant, he's talking about God being in you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. All that is within me, because who's in me? Jesus. Bless his holy name. Okay, let's go to the next verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Okay, let's see what the benefits are. Who forgives how many?
All.
Who forgives all our iniquities, and who healeth all our diseases. Now then, if you see that like I see that, he forgives all of our iniquities, if you want to pray for somebody, he says, he's got that in order there. I am the God that forgives all of your iniquities, and then I'm the God that heals all of your diseases. Is that right, Paula?
That's right.
That's the order he put that. So we need to do that in that order. So if you want to pray for somebody, you got a loved one or somebody that they don't want to get close to God. Just like this woman that's been contacted us when I said, you know, I'm going to pray for you and you're going to get saved. She said, but I don't want you to pray for me. I don't want to be prayed for. I don't want you to touch me. I said, you know, one thing about it, me being over here on the internet, laying here in my bed, you can't hardly stop me. In the spirit world, is there any distance? No, so it makes no difference. I could be right there beside her. It makes no difference. But I can pray, and when I pray, when I say, Lord, I'm going to remit this girl's sins. Now then, if I say, Lord, I'm going to forget who's ever. Paula. I'll use Paula for an example here. If she comes to me and I say, okay, before I pray for you for your healing, I'm going to remit your sins, and I'm going to forgive every sin you ever got in the name of Jesus. Can I do that?
Yes.
Sure I can. Now, if you're there and awake and you can be in agreement with me, it helps things for you to be awake and be in agreement, right?
Yeah.
Because the Lord says if two of us agree,
right,
things go. So if I want to pray for somebody, I don't care who it is, if I want to pray for anybody, the best thing for me to do is once I say, whether I lay hands on them or not, the scripture does say lay hands on the sick and they'll get well, they'll recover. But I don't have to. There's so many ways he made for us to do this. We don't have to do everything exactly the same way. But as far as remitting or forgiving someone's sins, if you're going to pray for that person before you lay your hands on them, or if you do lay your hands on them, or if you're on the phone, or if you're on the internet, like Cheryl and I was the other night, all I got to do is say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I remit this girl's sins, all of them. Now, who's talking? Who's the guy that's laying there in the bed that's talking? He knows Jesus. And who is he? He's the Son of God.
Amen.
He's a joint heir with Jesus Christ. He is Jesus on this earth, just like you are.
Yes.
Does it make it nice to know that you're Jesus on this earth? Whether we be male or female, does it make any difference?
No.
We're still Jesus, little Jesus on this earth. So right now, I want you to think about this. If you wanted to pray for anybody in this building, if there's anybody here that's not doing what you think they should be doing, they're not following God or not walking with God, I want you right quick before they have time to get up and run away, I want you to just look at them and say, I forgive your sins. Nobody said nothing. I want you to say, I forgive your sins.
I forgive your sins.
I want you to look at your neighbor sitting beside you and say, I forgive your sins.
I forgive.
Say it again. I forgive your sins. Now, do you believe that?
Absolutely.
Okay, then turn around and look at the person behind you and say, I forgive your sins.
I forgive.
I forgive your sins. Now, what did the scripture say? Whose ever sins you forgive? Maybe.
No.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Oh, no.
He said your sins. Now then, are we? When people say Thurman's stretching the truth here, he can't do this.
No.
I mean, what part is it I'm stretching that don't work?
No.
I mean, is what I'm saying what the Word says?
Yes.
So, that's another thing that breaks our hearts as we see what's happening in these last days. I mean, I stood in awe that noon today. I turned the TV on just to see what was going to happen. And when I turned the TV on, I saw them praying over the races right down the road. And they prayed in the name of the Son of God.
Amen.
And then four F-16s flew over. And the flags were flying everywhere, and I thought, boy, what a difference this was when the other president, Obama, was in there. He said, nobody will ever have a flyover at no event. We will not do that no more. We are not going to do that. We are not a Christian nation. And that was the president of the United States. But you know why we wound up with him in office? We wound up with him in office because we didn't read the word and do what it says. He says, pray over those people that are in office. Pray over them. Forgive their sins. You know, I mean, pray over them. And did we do that? Not very well. Not very well. And that's why we wind up with this stuff. But I thought, here we are. Now, while we're talking about government, just a second, I'm going to throw something in here. This may not come to pass, but I have heard that there's going to be a mega group of people protest something today. Is that right?
Yeah. It'll be Dallas.
Okay, that's going to be in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Supposed to be a humongous thing.
Yeah.
And then later on this week, they're going to have more protests and different things. And there's, and you know, let me give you a warning from what I have been warned. If these things go negative, if any of these protests go negative for any reason, there's going to be martial law declared. And these people are going to be picked up by the U.S. government soldiers and put in FEMA camps, and you're going to be in there for the next 20 years. So let me tell you, I don't want to be wrong, but I sure don't want to see this come to pass. But let me tell you what, if you're even thinking about joining one of those protests, get as far from that sucker as you can until they're all over. When they're all over and everything's back in peace, then you can go back to Dallas. But don't go down there running around if they're having a protest, because if this thing goes crazy, I mean, here a while back, somebody said, Thurman, nothing like this could ever happen. I saw just a few short weeks ago, 5 police officers get killed in Dallas. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
If you'd asked me, do you believe that could happen in America? I'd have said, no. That could not happen in America. But it did happen in America. And it happened right here in our back door. So let me tell you, I hope none of this happens. But if you haven't prayed for government lately, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now would be a good time for us to pray. Lord, I thank you and praise you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords, and that you're Jesus Christ and you live in each one of us. You're our healer, our deliverer, our everything. And Father, we rebuke the enemy, and we ask you to put faith here in our hearts. Let us walk holy and pure and clean, because we do not want to see crazy things happen. We don't want to see people get killed. We don't want to see no more of this 5 men or 6 men or 10 men or any other number of men get killed in the line of duty. We don't want to see this happen. But we know that the enemy is doing wicked things out there, Lord, and we ask you to give us wisdom, knowledge. Show us what we need to do in these last days so we can be awesome men and women of God, so we can pray the prayer of faith for people, so we can see people get set free, so we can see people get healed and delivered. And Father, I thank you and praise you because, Lord, you are the mighty God. You are the King of kings and the Lord of gods, Lord of lords, and there's nothing impossible with you. And I thank you, Lord, for being our King, our Lord. And I thank you for protecting each one of us. And I thank you for giving the men and women, especially the men that are supposed to be running the nation, God, when you put men in to run your nation, you always put men in there. All of your disciples and all of your apostles were all men. Lord, you made the women to do something else, but they're not supposed to be the warriors and the fighters and all this kind of stuff. But Lord, use the women for the jobs you give them and let them glorify you in what they do. Because, Lord, it's wonderful to have good women in the church and everywhere else. But Lord, I thank you for blessing us. I thank you for blessing the people. I thank you for giving our leaders knowledge, wisdom, revelation, understanding, that they might do what's right. Lord, you said any man lacks wisdom, let him ask you, Lord. Well, we're asking you, Father. We need wisdom. We want wisdom to rule your people. We want wisdom to do what you want us to do so we can be sons and daughters of God. And we want wisdom in our hearts so that when we look at ourselves in a mirror, we know that we are sons and daughters of God. We're not just a nobody. We're somebody. We're children of God. And there's nothing impossible with us as sons and daughters of God. So, Lord, thank you for blessing us and using us. Now, Lord, one more time. I want everybody to look either to your left or to your right or to put your hand on the person beside you or whatever and say, I forgive your sins. I forgive your sins. Real simple. Put your hand on somebody and say, I forgive your sins. Now then, do you believe the people you said that their sins were forgiven? Okay, if their sins were forgiven and you got to somebody or two or three somebody's, one on the right and one on the left, then right now this is the cleanest place you've ever been in. Everybody's sins are forgiven. Everybody's sins are washed in the blood. Lord, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for washing us in the blood. We thank you, Lord, for redeeming us from the curse. We thank you, Lord, for being the God that forgives all of our iniquity. Now, we just got through confessing every sin of everybody in this place. It doesn't matter what they've done, how many times they've done it. We just washed them away by the blood of Jesus. And we overcame him by the blood and the word of our testimony. We overcome the enemy. We're free in Jesus' name. Now then, the only problem is, do we believe this? Okay, so then we're redeemed. We're washed in the blood. Our sins are forgiven.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, X-rays Don't Show Demons, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.